pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First tonight on the agenda is the superintendent's report.
Yes, outside in the hallway, it looks like Mr. Caswell has a whole host of students who are going to report on the Compassion Without Borders, right? Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, bring them on in. That way. I remember the first one, Mr. Caswell. Right?
2010.
Yep. I cried.
All right, everybody. Thanks, Board Public. Several of you today is my Compassion Without Borders student leadership team. I just want to explain what the heck that's all about if you don't know. The Suffolk County High School Principal Association, for the last 6 years, has run a very successful student leadership conference every single year. And the mantra, or the point, is to get great kids together, because when they are gathered together, they can accomplish great things. And the whole idea is about 10 students from every school across Suffolk County, which adds up to about 500 students in one high school, which alternates every year. The idea is to have 10 or so students get energized and learn some leadership techniques and bring it back to their respective schools, and then create their own change. So every single school that attends every year takes on a different flavor depending on the individuals involved. Ryan here is wearing the shirt from this year. You can all look at Ryan, not to embarrass him, but this was Think, Lead, Inspire at Bayshore High School. So Bayshore was the host this year, the sixth high school to do that. And we had about 500 students or so, and they were very inspired. They came back, and we're all excited to accomplish some great things. Really, tonight is a recognition of leadership. It's really the passing the torch of leadership, because we've been doing this for several years here at Center Riches High School. And what the students bring to the table really depends on them. And the last few years, the students have really, really stepped up and done some great things independently of anyone in the school, including me. They want to accomplish great things, and they want to enact some great change. You're going to hear some really powerful ideas tonight. So last year was one of the greatest accomplishments that the team wanted to really get the eighth graders involved before the class of August orientation, which had already been revamped for the last few years based on this on the work of this team. And they wanted to do an orientation. So they met, they designed it, and some of the students that were part of last year's were the leaders this year. That's when we were passing the torch. And they pushed in June last year to the eighth grade class, and they inspired the eighth graders not only to attend the August orientation, but to really begin to plant the seeds of what high school is all about and what the expectations really mean. So this year, the torch was passed to our two seniors, Charlie Pratt and Marisha Pache. Come on up, guys, next to me. And I got to say, Charlie and Marisha, they represent the best of the class of 2015. They really do. I know it's just the two of them here representing the senior class of 133-odd seniors, but this class is fantastic, and they've already started to hear these great things. And starting on June 8th, Monday night, senior awards night, they're going to have more accolades, so we're going to eventually build up to graduation. And it's going to be bittersweet for me, because it's been a great 4 years, and Marisha and Charlie have been some of the leading ambassadors of this class. They've helped me out for a lot of different events, whether it was the East Riches orientation, whether it was 8th grade orientation, parent back to school night. They're the face, they're the ambassadors of the school. And here we are in June. And, we understand, since we've been there ourselves, June, the seniors are kind of checked out, and they're looking forward to graduation and bigger and better things. And here's Marisha and Charlie passing the torch of leadership to the next group that's going to come up, be our leaders next year, our juniors and the seniors next year. So Charlie and Marisha, unbeknownst to me, we met, we had the construct in place, but Marisha and Charlie took hold of this. They met with this team that's assembled right here on their own. I just secured the room, and they figured out when, and they dodged their teachers and did whatever they had to do to meet as a group. and plan out this year's 8th grade pre-orientation, which was a resounding success. So we're going to walk you through a little bit of what we did that day. But the important piece is everyone here assembled, they did this independent of any guidance. They are the true leaders. This is truly student-directed. So before we begin, why don't we formally introduce ourselves. Avery, why don't you start? We'll kind of wrap around to Elizabeth. So Avery, why don't you go ahead and tell your name and what grade you're in.
I'm Avery. What's up?
I'm
Eric
Kaczynski.
I'm
a sophomore.
John
Bottom,
I'm a freshman.
I'm
just
Ulysses.
I'm a junior.
Kelsey Devada,
I'm
a junior.
And Ashley
Lee,
I'm
a
sophomore.
I'm
Megan Ricky, I'm junior.
Olivia
Devlin, I'm a
junior. Ashley
Dobbins,
I'm a junior.
Ryan Gill,
I'm
a freshman.
Elizabeth Jones, I'm a sophomore.
Okay, so let's try to replicate some of the magic from last week. So Marissa and Charlie, lead us to kindness has no cost.
Well, this pre-orientation, the whole idea of it was just we wanted to try and get the 8th graders to understand that in high school it's a completely different social setting. And they need to be more mature, more understanding, compassionate, not have a lot of borders. So we want them to realize that in high school you're going to encounter people that you may not get along. We want them to realize that the more positive they are, the easier it's going to be for them. And we didn't want to come in and start doing the whole anti-bullying talk that we normally give because we feel like they normally shut it out. And these guys did a great job trying to make it interactive and a lot of hands-on things. We did a lot of close activity work. So without further ado, we'll just get right into the whole run of it. We started off with a little icebreaker game. We call it the really game. As you can see, some of our lovely contestants' names are up there. To start off, we handed out sheets with just kind of like a little resume, fun facts you wouldn't really know about us.
No, you have it if you want it.
And what we did is we tried to get the 8th graders within their groups to guess who is who by just looking at us. And, of course, there's a run. We kind of had a problem into it, but we said, close enough, you guys just judge us without even realizing it's something we do every day. And you can tell them they did horrible in this game. And you know nothing about it just by looking at it. So that's kind of the whole point of it. Like, for instance, I put that I was the DACA president and I'm horrible at tennis. Nothing like Mr. Steve's son. But, you know, they think I'm just, big meathead jock, I like sports, So they said that I'm horseback riding. All in all, it is terrible. And we wanted them to be terrible. So this way they'd realize that, you really can't judge until a fire star, right?
Like, it got them involved, it got them into it, and there was a point to it, of course. Now, obviously.
The whole theme this year was just kindness has no cost, and just to be all around a good person and a kind person, especially when you're transitioning into high school. It's so important to be true to yourself and just spread kindness and positivity, and you'll be fine, because we know that high school is tough, and there's drama, and it's hard, but if you stay true to who you are and you're a kind person, it's just going to make it so much easier, and the transition is going to be a lot easier for you. So we had this light up when we read them a story called Kyle's Story. And Kyle's story is basically about a young boy who walked home from school one day with his books and cleaned out his whole locker, and a bunch of bullies came over and threw down his books, his glasses fell off, and this big jock like Charlie walked over to Kyle and just helped him, and it didn't cost him anything to go over and help Kyle. He saw what was going on, Kyle got his books back, and the kid became really good friends with Kyle. Later that year, it was graduation, and Kyle was the auditorian, and he was going up to the podium, and did his speech as the auditorian, and just said the reason he was bringing his books home that year was because he was planning to kill himself and he didn't want his mom to clean out his locker for him. But since his friend came along and helped him, it changed his whole life, and he's still living today. So we wanted to share that story with the kids because we felt that, kindness has no cost, and it didn't cost anything for Kyle's friend to go over to Kyle and just help him and change his entire life. So we really wanted to spread that message, that through Kyle's story we thought that was great.
And why don't you explain about the small groups, and some of you guys can jump in and share what was discussed, right?
In the small groups, we talked about how we wanted to spread the kindness, and we didn't want to pound them with the bullying, so we talked about how we didn't want to do that, and we asked them, well, what they thought think was the point of showing them. Reading in the story, and they, a lot of our groups said bullying, but, and then they were like, well, that was kindness. And yeah, we talked a lot about kindness.
Yeah, so we wanted to incorporate small groups because we feel like kids open up more in small groups than they would in a big classroom setting. So we all got assigned to small groups after Kyle's story, and we just talked to them about, you know, what did it cost for Kyle's friends to come over and it changed his entire life? And they all were kind of like, nothing. You know, he just went over and it was just, it was a very good setting. And I think the small groups, the kids really enjoyed that. And they all opened up. We got to know us really well. So that's what we really want to achieve with that.
The next thing that we talked about a lot last year was the internet and how it's used so negatively and how much of a tool it can be, you know, as a motive for, you know, just spreading positivity. And one thing that we started to share with them was this. We, none of us know who made this page, but if any of you guys are, you know, tweeters or know what Twitter is, it's kind of like Facebook. Maybe you guys are more familiar with Facebook. But somebody made this compliments page. Obviously, they took no credit to it, but what happened was it just took off, and it was the talk of the school for about 3 or 4 days. And, you know, people send in compliments, and then they post it anonymously on the page. You know, all of us, I think, were on it at one point. This is a great thing because, again, it's positivity, and it's way better than all the cyberbullying that we normally see on things like Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, I think something that was really great that Marissa had brought into play, and when we were meeting, we were trying to think of activities to kind of get the kids to realize what we were saying. And Marissa did this game with us, and it was a thought bubble. And we had one of our leaders sit in front of the board, and we drew a bubble around her head on the smart board, and we wrote comments down that we maybe wouldn't say to her, you know, like she's really creative or she's really friendly. I mean, that's our small groups. But what I think is great about this Send Versus Compliments page is a lot of times we do pass each other in the hallway. We'll think something, but we don't really say it to them. Or, you know, maybe you pass an underclassman and you say, oh, she, you know, she's so friendly, or she was dressed very pretty, or he's always so helpful. And I think this compliments page is a great way to bring the community together and realize it's okay to get out there and say what you're feeling. And, you know, one little thing, I had someone in the hall the other day, and I heard her say, that compliment on my Twitter page really brightened my day up. And I think it's something really great that Center Bridges has, because it's a way to really get everyone to understand that it's okay to, like, say these things to these people and, you know, make people's days better by showing them how you feel.
Yeah.
I know, everyone said that they love compliments. They're like, oh, look at me. Like, they, like, reposted it. Like, everyone's so proud of their compliments. So it's a really great way to make people feel good about themselves. And if you feel good about yourself, when you give people compliments.
Yeah,
so they wanted to spread that energy with bakers.
And it was cool, like, it's controlled. Like, completely controlled by the person who made it. So nothing, like, many things you try to do in school is, like, someone always has to be that jerk to ruin it or whatever. That's completely controlled where that person gets direct messages, and then they choose what's nice to get put up on there. So it can't be anything negative.
That's nice.
Something
that
really good that we kind of emphasized at the end was that, yeah, you can go on a page, you can post compliments, but you can also bring this out of the technology world and go up to somebody and give them a compliment. Like, people nowadays, it's like all stuck in their phones and they text each other things they would never say in person, negative or positive. So we kind of said at the end, you know what? The same thing with the stereotyping that we have at the beginning. At the beginning of the year, when I saw Charlie, I would never go up to him and say, hey, Charlie, you look really good today, or like, you did really good today. Excited to start school. It's not like high school, like, I'm nervous. We want them to be very excited and love it.
Charlie and Marissa for leading the charge and passing the torch of leadership.
Charlie Rosa, thank you so much.
I want to thank you all for coming tonight. This has been, we see a lot of presentations. This has been one of the best that we've seen, or I've seen. I don't want to speak for anybody else. But what I mean is what you're doing as leaders in growing yourself and, you know, some virus is good, using this virus and infecting everybody else and trying to change the morale and improve the morale, make people more comfortable is phenomenal. And it really will take you to the next level as individuals and take your community, your school, to the next level. So I commend all of you. Thank you. All right, we're going to run through a number of items on the agenda. So we have a couple things before we get to the question or comment. First, I just want to take a second. Last week I spoke about the PTA, what I call the PTA investigation. I want to ensure that I wasn't misleading. There was no investigation of the PTA. We investigated fund usage, and that's what we had kind of been calling it internally. So the PTA was not investigated. Their books were not investigated. We investigated the usage of fundraiser funds. So I just want to be crystal clear there. Second, we received today a notice or a letter, an email. We've been speaking to Gary Unger. You'll note that he's not here. So Gary resigned from the board today. And I'm going to read a note from him, and then I'll give you kind of our thoughts. So this is Gary's note, and he asked me to read it. At this time, I'm announcing my resignation from the Board of Education. I do sincerely apologize for not fulfilling the term the community elected me to serve. However, due to changes in my personal and professional life, I do not feel it proper that I continue to serve. I am selling my home and relocating out of state, so I am not comfortable making decisions for the community, district, and students when I will shortly no longer live here. I'd like to express my sincere thanks to everyone for your support and efforts on my behalf and for the many conversations with so many people. In the name of continuity, though, I feel it best for me to step down now with all outstanding issues facing the district. So I'm going to let me stop for a second, and then I'll finish reading this. So, you know, I had spoken with Gary after the last meeting and kind of talked to him, and, you know, his wife and his kids are moving, and he kind of explained to me his thought process. And so then, you know, I talked to him about what do we do? What do you think we should do? How do you think this should work? I had an opportunity to talk to the rest of the board members. And we, you know, I spoke to Daryl, I spoke to Wendy, I spoke to Tom about the different options. And those of you that have been here for 4 or 5 months know that there's three things that can be done when somebody steps down. One is nothing and proceed with four board members. Two is hold a special election for an additional seat. And three is the board can appoint somebody. So we, you know, I spent a lot of time thinking long and hard about kind of what the best thing to do is from a financial perspective, from a community perspective. And I came to a conclusion as to kind of what I thought was best, and we spoke. I spoke to each other member, and I think that they all agreed in what we had determined or what we had kind of talked about in our conversations is appointing someone was the best course of action because, from a financial perspective, We didn't want to have a separate election. And to run with four people when we have a capital bond and so many different things going on, we really needed the help. So what we're going to do tonight, after I finish Gary's letter, and we're going to appoint Robin Rayburn to fulfill the next one-year term.
Her second appearance.
So the remainder of Gary's letter is, and I'd spoken to Gary about this to kind of see what his thoughts were, because he did spend a year here and was on the board and worked with Robin. Robin is more than capable of stepping in, and I thank her for doing so. She will do an excellent job for our kids. As I close one chapter in my life and start a new one, I wish Santa Mariches and all its residents and students only the best. Hopefully in the near future, a more robust educational experience will come to fruition through the efforts of everyone. Thank you, everyone, and good luck in the future.
What was the last sentence?
Don't repeat it. No.
What was the last sentence?
No.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck. So... so that takes me to the regular, let me see, that's where we are with regard to that. So what we'd like to do now is, how do I do this? The motion. Yeah. Motion upon the recommendation, no, it wouldn't be a recommendation of the superintendent of schools, right? I don't think that's right either. It said, motion for the Board of Education to appoint Robin Rayburn to fulfill the term June 3rd, 2015 through May 17th, 2016 to the position vacated by Gary Unger. Motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion?
No.
Great news.
No. Yeah.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
When is the term until?
May 17th, 2016. It's next.
That's the next voting.
It's the day after the election.
I was like, can't be that late.
May 17th, 2016.
Okay.
So.
You have to give the. You have to. She has to read this, and you have to sign it.
Okay.
She has to sign it.
Who's
right
now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I, Robin Rayburn, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of member of the Board of Education, according to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, Robin.
So we'll talk about this at the end, right? We'll talk about that at the end. That's it. Yeah, I mean, do you have the quote or no? So we got one thing to just talk about again before we get to the questions. We had a bunch of questions, concerns about the playground. As I think I noted in the last meeting or two meetings or three meetings ago, playground meets every single qualification. That being said, we looked into moving the rock. Anybody that's been out there, the rock is close to the green climbing thing, and we got quotes to move the rock, which are about $3,000.
About $3,400,
right?
Around $3,400.
So, Wendy, Tom, I don't know your thoughts. I mean,
Move the big rock?
Yeah.
It does seem like it's
a credential
there for...
What's that?
Old reference, I guess.
Like a rock?
Yeah, credential. It does seem weirdly placed to me. I went and walked around after, hearing about the playground concern.
Did you ride the slide? Did you go on the slide?
I did. Nobody was there, so I did. I went up and did that. But it does seem... A little close,
yeah.
And
it wasn't so simplistic just for us to move it, because you have to then get approval, because right now we have all the approvals from all the outside people who built the
How
playground.
How is it a play equipment? What is
once you move it, as we wanted to just do, we said, well, can we just move it? They said, you could move it, but first you have to get approval of where you're going to put it.
Effectively, so, you'll need a cert that it meets the qualifications.
Right.
And we did.
What's
we
the
did.
Point of it anyway? Just to
well,
climb
it's just
the
kids to climb on and play on. But the problem is, I think students, one, are jumping from one area to the other. And I think the biggest concern was, well, if somebody fell off it, normally you would fall a greater distance and hit the rubber. But here, you would hit the rock pretty quickly.
And it was not rock so, material. I mean, it's,
no, it's
but it's still,
right, right.
Yeah.
So the key is, I mean, and this is important to say for a variety of reasons, it meets everything today, but we feel that, and, you know, a number of people stood up and said, hey, you guys can go above and beyond. For $3,500, it may make sense to go above and beyond and move it to a place that's a bit safer.
How
or a
much
bit
does
further.
It cost to just...
That's what
we
I
don't
asked.
Want a deep six.
No, I asked that yesterday, and I'm going to find out. But
7,000.
Believe it or not, the mats go
if it's like the custodians can move it, then...
No, because it's into those mats. No,
oh, it's
the
big.
Mats, and they aren't like this. The mats are literally like this deep.
I just thought...
But I know I am getting that quote as well to the board. If it were, you know, $1,000, then I would come back. But I don't think it's going to be because of the repair of the mats underneath it. So... my recommendation probably will be on the board agenda next on the 17th would be to just
because it seemed a little disposable
relocate it.
It didn't seem
but
like
I'll tell you in an update what I think, but that's where I'm leaning now. I did ask the question, but they didn't have the answer this morning.
Okay. Yeah, because it just didn't seem that integral to the play area from when I what I saw.
You didn't like playing on it?
No, the rock, it wasn't high enough. Couldn't climb.
So questions and comments on tonight's agenda? Anybody have any questions or comments? Yes.
Josh, can you go through the service contract?
Yeah. Do you have the summary? The service contract.
Summary.
Yeah.
What, every single contract?
Do you want to go through each and every contract? We have I have a summary that I can read through. It's like 250 pages of contracts.
Okay. Well, I mean, like Attleworth.
Attleworth is, so that is a contract that's already in place. Carol, by law, we reapprove that, correct?
Yes. Already in place, but with the state it only went up to the end of this year, so we have to extend it.
Is
with
there
the
an
state,
increase
with the
in cost?
The increase is per the CPI, and enough to
2%. 2%, not
the contract
2%
did not change.
Yeah, the contract has
nothing.
Changed.
Nothing has changed. There's been no increase in price other than what the contract already had in it.
It's just a filing with the.
When we signed a contract, or when the board did approve, it was about 2 years ago, I think, at that point in time. It was a 5-year.
The district is obligated to stay with them through this period. This is a state filing
exactly.
For it. That's it. So there's no, oh, wow, we have an incremental expense. Were we? Because I asked this question. Did we go out and do an RFP? Can we get a cheaper bus company? This is $1 million, and now is not the time because we are already obligated through this period.
The auto school, that's the students, that's all self-pay, right?
It's a flow through,
So this capital project, is this a group that we're hiring to oversee it? What is this?
No. There are on here, there are actually three contracts, one under Barrett,
Bonacci and Van Lilly,
and then two under J.C. Broderick. The first one is required with Suffolk County Department of Health. They have to test the water, and then the other two are the testing of the soil for the acid waste tank and also the septic system. And these are all part of the soft costs, but they have to be done before we, part of the process of having the capital projects approved by the state.
So, you know, the
those
bonds.
Those funds are not coming out of the capital project that we're paying for them in advance.
They're coming out of the capital project, but the general fund will provide the funds
They'll be remembered. So, and just a moment on the capital project, and I had an opportunity to speak to John Grillo this week. We will have in probably 3 weeks to 6 weeks a very clear delineation of what should happen when. But I think the takeaway is there will be the significant portion of the work will be done over 2 summers. Next, not this summer, the following summer. And the summer after, because the work is largely work that will exclude use of the school dirt, like replacement of a roof, things like that. So we're going to put together a very clear timeline. We'll know, you know, when bids have to go out, when we need to approve certain things. And this is the first step to ensure that we're managing that right.
What is the Eastern Suffolk OC's shared service agreement?
What that is, it's an agreement with the Eastern Suffolk OC's. We use a number of services, and every year we have to approve the contract with Eastern Suffolk OC's. It includes everything from things in the business office,
library database,
special ed services, transportation, things like that.
So that's not, you know, talk about 15 kids going into BOCES.
No.
What's Kraft Power Corporation?
Kraft Power Corporation is a contract for, I believe it's the generator.
Generator maintenance.
Generator maintenance.
Services, the high school generator.
It's like a $600-something contract,
right.
I think was the number.
It's a minimum.
And Judith A. Pontesello.
So what that is as part of what we discussed two meetings ago, Mr. Stewart's confidential secretary retired, and what we had determined to do was, through a variety of kind of whether it be part-time or stipends, have that work covered by others. And this is an agreement to, how would you say, to provide for additional duties for an additional portion of money.
Yep, and in the end, what we actually, the school district budgeted $15,000 in costs for my office. I don't know how much we saved.
It was $83,000 or something.
Over
like that.
$80,000, but we decided that we were going to utilize part-time help. Ms. Pontesello already works here, so she's going to work additional hours, basically, and not eat it all up, but she's going to eat up some of it, and that's what this is, an MOA to do that.
That's what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. You know, if you see it, you don't know.
Sure.
And what's the Seneca Consulting Group?
The Seneca Consulting Group is a consultant that helps the school district for the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. They ensure that we're in compliance, and we're using them this year, and we're continuing to use them next year. And they'll help us with the filing and making sure that we're doing everything, because if you don't do things in the correct fashion, then the district could be fined. So we're using that.
And what's the Omni Group?
The Omni Group is a group that that takes care of the district's 403B, the tax sheltered annuities that are utilized by the employees, and it's a service that they provide to take care of all the monies that are collected.
Thank you.
Any other questions on tonight's agenda? Great. Motion to accept the minutes of the regular meeting of May 20th, 2015.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following employee to return to service.
Motion.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education appoints the following individuals as substitutes for the 2015-2016 school year as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
District recently advertised for candidates to fill various teacher and support staff vacancies for 2015-2016. Candidates were interviewed by committees, building principals, and or the superintendent. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following appointments.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education
approves the following contracts in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contracts, as well as at the established cost contained in said contract, and authorize the president to sign said contract.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the budget transfers.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the treasurer's report for the month of April 2015.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the student activity treasurer's report for the middle school and the high school for the month of April 2015.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the following donation. Donation totaling $7,000 in Scholastic dollars from St. Merge's PTA shall be directed as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. I want to take a minute to thank the PTA very much for all that they do. This is a phenomenal donation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education conducts a first reading of the following policies.
So I just want to ask, the changes here were based upon changes in the law. Do we, if we don't know exactly, can we maybe at the next meeting have
Jeremy
kind of just give us a quick explanation of why, you know, what the changes are?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I read the changes. I see all what they are, but
it's just the title of something.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be great. Or frankly, he could send an email.
Yeah.
I'm fine with an email. He doesn't have to arrive here to explain words. But if he could send an email, that would be great. Just so that I understand. So motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education conducts a second reading of the following policies.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. So I meant to earlier, after I read Gary's words in resignation, I just wanted to take a minute to thank him. I think that he did serve a great purpose on the board, and he certainly donated a lot of his time. He's not here, so maybe he'll listen to the audio, but I thank him and I appreciate it. So that brings us to the last section on the agenda tonight, which is questions and comments from the community on matters not on this agenda. Do I have any? Yes.
Josh, I'm going to ask for Title I. I stood up and I questioned about Title I. We had one meeting in May.
Mm-hmm.
For that meeting, it was put on the school website. It's in a news and notices, and then you had to go into the Title I area to actually find it. My question to you is, if we had an awards night, how do you notify the parents? You send out a letter stating to the parents that, look, your child is going to be in the awards night, you are invited to come. Why, if you're having this meeting, people, I'm sure, do not even know who they are that this is affecting. Like, they don't even know. So my question to you is, as a district, again, we have three people show up at a meeting that has so many stakeholders in this district that should be attending that are not. I mean, language, I mean, I don't know how else to get it out there, but for the district to send out letters to the stakeholders that are involved in this and to parents that have children that speak a different language in their native language. I mean,
is there a way that we can provide better notification?
I'll let Raina and or Ricardo speak to this. I mean, we could always give more, do better in our communication, I believe, in everything. I don't know if that will attract a lot more people. I've watched it for about several years here, and the amount of people that go to things, to events. But go ahead, Ricardo.
I mean, we do advertise it, and we do advertise it also in a, other language, such as Spanish. We have tried in the past to try to attract parents to attend and participate with Title I meetings. Unfortunately, we have not had the turnout that we were hoping for, that we were sort of, you know, maybe anticipating, unfortunately. But we have tried to get the word out.
How and do we? Just if you
we clarify. We put out on website. That's one thing we have to do. And Title I, the Title I funds, in terms of the grant itself, we are obligated to provide our parents an opportunity to attend one annual meeting to discuss how Title I funds are allocated across the district. We have done that in the past. There was a comment at the May meeting, which I attended as well, that maybe we should do a better job to post the date of the Title I meeting in a more prominent place. I believe right now it's literally on the first page of the website, which the link takes you to the information regarding Title I, regarding the parent involvement policy, regarding what Title I does. We did discuss as a committee, I had this discussion with Raina, I had this discussion with the parents that did attend at the May meeting, some of the things that we can do to try to improve that involvement. Maybe one of the things about Title I that's interesting is that it should be funding allocated to students that we as a district would identify as disadvantaged. The state identifies disadvantaged students as students that receive free and reduced lunch. So it's hard to kind of target those particular parents because of the fact that there's a privacy issues as well. So we have to be very sensitive to that. So we are sensitive to that. And we have been in the past, and I would urge the board to continue with that sensitivity and that confidentiality. So that's what we are looking at, trying to improve communication, trying to improve how to delicately identify the parents that would benefit and should be benefiting from the Title I funds. It's a kind of a very sensitive issue.
Is there a way that, you know, this is obviously an issue for next year?
No, yes. No. Well, we have one more meeting coming up. No, we have one more meeting next week coming up.
We have a second meeting, which is
scheduled for June
9th.
So I was going to say, it's too late now for that meeting, obviously, but for next year, is there a way that you can put a notice in the district news?
We can.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We could definitely put something. Connect Ed
is a privacy issue.
Once again, I don't know how we would hand-pick those particular students and what criteria would we use.
The whole district.
The whole district.
Connect out, Ed out, to the, I mean, my personal opinion, you're the expert, sure, so you, both of you are. Could we just do a Connect Ed? I don't know if we're going to still get the amount of people I think we would all like to see, but can we do a Connect Ed to the entire district?
We can. I mean, nothing precludes us from doing that.
And if I, as a parent who had nothing to do with what the funds were, but just thought, there's a meeting, I'm interested, what is this about, and you went, would there be any difficulty with that?
No, I don't think there would be difficulty with that, other than the fact that I think the idea of Title I may be something that isn't necessarily known very well.
So
I mean, we could...
Point them to the website where you explain
we
it.
Could,
connect,
we could.
Meeting on... June 7th.
For more information, Title I,
maybe you can come up with the headline for apportionment of funds for X. For more information, please go to our website.
We can.
And if everybody gets that, then there's no privacy issue.
There isn't. That is correct.
Okay, so
we can do that. Right, that's not a problem.
We'll send it out and we'll see how it goes.
We'll do it this week.
Maybe you'll let us know how it goes next board meeting.
You are.
Yeah, the June meeting.
Any other questions? Yes.
No,
that's great.
Yeah, that would pay for the moving of the rock.
You'd use it for the moving of the rock.
Right.
Yep. That's great. That's good. Let us know maybe exactly what that is. Any other questions?
And just real quick, I'm sure as most of you know, the summit is the teenies being hosted here. It's the red carpet for the drama club. I think it just it puts us on the spotlight that they picked Center Riches because the last 6 or 7 years, 8 years, it's been at the same school 2 or 3 times, at least twice. So for them to come and pick us is a great thing, which we have 3 nominees. Three or 4 nominees that are up for an award. So just another thing that puts Center Riches in such a great spotlight. The drama club, Nancy Hawken and the drama club, they do a great job every year. Just so you guys, I don't know if you're up on what's going on with the drama with that. So.
That's this Sunday?
It's this Sunday. It's
those
great.
Are fun. Yeah. Those are
yeah.
Fun.
It's real good. So.
Thank you.
Great thing for this community.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else? Great. So the next board meeting is June 17th, 2015, 7:30 in the LGI. Motion to adjourn to executive session for the following purposes. Discussions regarding proposed, pending, or current litigation, collective negotiations under the Taylor Law with the CMPA and the CMAA, medical, financial, or credit history of any person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, promotion, demotion, discipline, or termination of a particular person or corporation. Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
And the June 17th is the 10-year one, so that's always nice.